Shout aloud, hallelujah. Shout a Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Let the person who wants the largest breakthrough and the best deliverance here today shout the loudest, hallelujah. Let's rise to our feet as we sing the opening hymn. Shackled by heavy body, beneath a load of guilt and shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me. Now I'm no longer the same. Touch me, oh, it touched me. Oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened and now I know. It touched me and made me whole.
Oh, he touched me. And He touched me and made me whole.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sing this song loud and clear now.
Power was changed out in my life. No matter what bad men may say, power was changed out in my life. No matter what bad men may say, in Jesus' name.
Edition of Power Must Change Hands, and the one for the coming month is devoted to deep deliverance. The Bible says, as from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent taketh it by force. You will not get very far if you don't use force. The violent taketh it by force. So everything you are going to do in this program, do it in the military way. Don't care whether someone is looking at you. And don't bother about who is by your side. You key into the power of God here and watch long time yoke crumble. Sing this song of praises with violence. Remember, the shouting side is the winning side.
Oh my Lord, I am saying thank you. Oh my Lord, I am saying thank you. Oh my Lord, I am saying thank you for the things you have done for me. Oh my Lord,
oh my Lord, I am saying thank you.
Oh my Lord,
oh my Lord, I am saying thank you.
God, 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 God.
Oh my Lord, I am saying thank you for the things you have done for me.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you. Thank you.
The final say,
Jehovah has the final say.
no one, there's no one like Jesus.
There's no one, there's no one like him. There's no one like Jesus.
There will never be any like
there is no one. There's no one, there's no one like Jesus.
There's no one, there's no one, there's no one like him.
There's no one, there's no one like Jesus.
There will never be any like him.
There is no one,
there's no one, there's no one like Jesus.
There's no one,
there's no one,
there's no one like him.
Deliverance is about to start. All eyes closed. Don't worry about what happens around you now, but don't say anything until I ask you to talk. Father, we thank you for a time like this. And we thank you because your word says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Your word says, every tongue that comes against us in judgment, we shall condemn. Your word says we shall be far from oppression. Your word says every tree that my father has not planted shall be rooted up. Mapata le karibo satenda. Marida kepende yabo shanta. Anyone here suffering from foundational affliction? Affliction that afflicted the parents and are now afflicting the children. Trouble that battle the parents are now battling the children. Problems that battle parents are now battle the children. Mapota sekale kaya busha. Upon all such people who are under the sound of my voice now, anything that foundational evil powers are planted in the body in order to continue their evil work, your word says, for this cause was the Son of God made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Every foundational plantation, anything in anybody's body that allows affliction to continue, that allows problems to continue, that allow woes to continue, I address you where you are. It is written that the strangers shall be afraid and they shall run out of their close places. Right there, the one moving about in the head, catch fire, jump out. Don't say anything. Catch fire, jump out. The one in the heart, jump out. The one in the stomach, jump out. The one in the womb, jump out. The one in the legs, jump out, jump out. In the name of Jesus, every plantation of darkness, conscious, unconscious, be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Anyone who is under the yoke of marine powers, powers from the waters, be set free. That's the power of God coming upon you. You, the eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood, your time is up now. What you have taken from these lives, I command you to release them in the name of Jesus. That's right. Aha. Stretch your right hand towards this altar now. Stretch it towards this altar. Father, let your power flow upon these hands. By these hands, let every yoke of the enemy be broken. By this hand, let every foundational power be destroyed. Let your fire enter into the hand. As you lay these hands in the proper places, the power of God will fall upon you. And every long-term yoke shall be broken. In the name of Jesus. Now lay that hand on your belly button and leave it there. Aha. Leave it there. That's the fire. That's the power. That's the fire. That's the power. You can't hide. Yes, that which was transmitted to you from your mother is coming out, it's coming out. That which was transmitted to you from your father that is affecting your life negatively, it's coming out, it's coming out. That's the power of God coming upon you. You, this stubborn spirit husband, that to say this sister will not marry, I tell you, you are a liar. So the token you have planted in her womb, the token you have planted in her breast, the token you have planted in her head, I command them to be uprooted now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Let her go. Let her go. Every spirit from the forest, spirit from the rock, spirit from the trees, troubling anyone here, come out now and lose your hold in the name of Jesus. I'm going to count seven from here, and the power of God is going to fall upon those ones who have been attacked by serpents, and those ones too who have been tormented by the spirit of the grave and death. And when that power falls upon you, you will not be able to stand on your feet because they have to go back to where they came from. And then the power that I've been saying, you shall die, it is that power that shall die. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You can't hide. This is a deep deliverance service. You can't hide. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Lay your hands on that chest now and leave it there. That's right. You plantation of darkness in the heart, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Every weakness in the leg, every fainting spirit, every paralysis, every spirit of death and hell, lose your hold. 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 In the name of Jesus. Your strength is entering into your body now. If you are that person, when you got here, you couldn't walk at all. Receive strength right now. Everything stolen from your body, I command it to be returned. Receive strength. And receive that strength. And with that strength, run quickly to the altar. Every weakness will disappear as you run here. If you cannot run, you cannot use your hands and legs. Receive strength now. Run quickly to this altar. The power of bedwetting, the power of epilepsy, the power of mobile pain is getting out now. That's right. Makatenda ya boshente. Ribosepia likatenda. Stretch your right hand again towards the altar. Father, let the power of healing, the power of deliverance, the power of God fall upon these hands in the name of Jesus. Now, if you have any infirmity in your body, smite it 40 times, shouting fire. Let's go! Something is taking place over there. That's the power of God coming upon you. Do it well. Do it well. Do it well. Amen. Check your body. If your infirmity has disappeared, run quickly to the altar. Don't let the devil put it back. This is why Jesus brought you here. Run, go check your body very well. Do what you could not do before. Run quickly to this altar. The swelling in the body has just disappeared. You can't turn your neck, turn it now. You can't bend, bend now. Run quickly to the altar. Don't let the devil put it back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I prophesy upon the life of somebody here. The oil of greatness assigned to your head shall be renewed in the name of Jesus. Any pattern of darkness has enveloped you is broken to pieces in the name of Jesus. And there is someone here. I have a word for you from the Lord. God will turn your worst time to your best time. In the name of Jesus. And before this month runs to an end, the Lord will single you out for honor. Single you out for promotion. And the power of God that has no respect for any obstacle shall catapult you to your next level. In the name of Jesus. Now you need to pray this prayer. Everybody must pray the prayer with violence and with power. Please don't negotiate. This is not a day to negotiate. If you pray and you lose your voice and you obtain total deliverance, you have made a good bargain. I see somebody here. If you pray this next prayer well, because of you, your family shall no longer know poverty. Say, by the blood of Jesus, evil shoes of my father's house will not enter into my leg. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree it. By the blood of Jesus, the evil shoes of my father's house will not enter into my legs. In Jesus' name we pray.
Get yourself ready. Get yourself really, really ready. You will shout this 7 times. And then keep quiet. Immediately you keep quiet, the power of God whom you have invited will now begin to move.
Please don't let anybody's voice be louder than yours. As you shout this loud and clear. Oh God of Elijah, fight for me in the name of Jesus. Shout it 7 times. Number 1. Number 2. Number 3. Number 4. Number 5. Number 6. Number 7. Silence. Silence. What's happening? Aha. Aha. I told you. As the fire is burning from the top of the head to the sole of the feet, from the top of the head to the sole of the feet. Aha. Silence. Silence. That woman over there, the doctor said there's a problem in your womb area. As I count 7 from here, smite that womb area and see what happens. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Thank you, Jesus.
He has broken all the fetters. He has broken all the fetters. He has broken all the fetters. He has set me free. He has broken. He has broken all the fetters. He has broken all the fetters. He has broken all the fetters. He has set me free.
I will sing.
I will sing. Hallelujah. I will sing. Hallelujah. I will sing. Set me free.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, let your power begin to move from person to person. Let all secular problems break to pieces. that every long-term yokes be destroyed. That every foundational power troubling your people disappear. Thank you, Heavenly Father. All the signs and wonders you've done, I will cover them with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Right there where you are, with a very loud voice. Let nobody's voice be louder than yours. I want you to sing this song. You are going to sing it 2 times. Sing it with fire and with power. Let your voice be loud. The Lord wants to do something through this song that you are going to sing twice. The prophetic words of that song is about to manifest in so many lives. Let your voice be loud as you sing it. As you sing this song, grips of darkness shall be broken. Are you ready? Don't let anybody's voice be louder than yours. Unto thee, O Lord, do I. Oh my God, I trust in thee, let me not be ashamed from my enemies, triumph over. Sing it again loud and clear unto thee, O Lord, unto thee, O unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul, O my God, I trust in thee. Father, as we are pronounced in our mouth, we fire back every arrow of shame. We fire back every arrow of disgrace. Our enemies will not rejoice over us. And as many people as can shout the loudest amen here, I decree upon your life that you shall laugh your enemies to scorn. You shall laugh them 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 to scorn. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Amen. Let's have a seat and take our Bibles. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9, we continue what we started last Palm of Strangers. The dragon at the edge of breakthrough. The dragon at the edge of breakthrough. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. For a great door, an effectual, is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. There are many adversaries. We are gathered here because many have prayed and prayed and prayed, and heaven has pushed them to their breakthrough. But right now, at the edge of that breakthrough, there is a terrible battle going on. It is that terrible battle we are here to disgrace. And I prophesy upon the life of somebody here. Every dragon of your father's house, locking at the edge of your breakthrough, shall die now in the name of Jesus. Let that amen roar like thunder. When we talk about deliverance, there are five categories of deliverance. Five categories. Anytime a problem confronts a believer, you look at it as a tree. There is something known as surface deliverance. It's like you are removing the flower from a tree. Surface deliverance. There is something known as temporary deliverance. It's like you are removing the fruit and the leaves from a tree. There will be an effect on that tree that the fruit and leaf have been removed. But it's temporary. Because those leaves and those fruits will come back again. There is something known as partial deliverance. That is, you cut off the branches. If you cut off the branches of a tree, the tree will feel that something is gone. Those looking at the tree will know that something has gone wrong with this tree. But it's partial. Because once that tree settles down, there's a possibility that it can grow other branches. There is something known as complete deliverance. It's when you cut off the tree to the trunk. Cut the stem, you cut it off to the trunk. And the whole of that tree is falling down. It's complete. But then, there is something known as deep deliverance. Deep deliverance goes to uproot it from the root and barricade it from being planted again. It is that kind of prayer we are here to pray. Obviously, you know that it's not an ice cream kind of prayer. The worst dragon at the edge of breakthrough are these deeply rooted powers. Let's start from a simple place. What is a breakthrough? A breakthrough means serious progress, advancement, forward development, important discovery, improvement, anointed increase, a life-changing episode. It means being lifted up. That's what we call a breakthrough. It means a productive insight. It means ability to penetrate into the enemy's defense. It means breaking through a barrier. It means major achievement. A landmark movement. Enlargement. A turning point. Maximization. Radical expansion. That is what is known as breakthrough. I'm praying for somebody here that whether the enemy likes it or not, whether it's convenient for them or not, your breakthrough shall manifest in the name of Jesus. The hard facts about breakthrough is this: without a breakthrough, you remain where you are. I say that again. Without a breakthrough, you remain where you are. I see a sister here and two brothers. The breakthrough you are going to have today, by the next power must change hands. Those who saw you this month will not believe you and you are the one again. Without a breakthrough, Jacob will have died a pauper. A miserable, unblessed man, if not for the breakthrough. Jabez will have died in sorrow, if not for the breakthrough. The man called blind Bartimaeus will have died a blind man, if not for the breakthrough of meeting Jesus. Everyone needs one breakthrough or the other. The truth is this, the hard truth. A single breakthrough could put an end to a long-term problem. Just a simple breakthrough like this can change your history forever. The agenda of the Almighty for our lives is that we should move from strength to strength and from glory to glory. The enemy knows how close some of us are to the border of a new land. He knows how close we are to that breakthrough. The enemy knows more about what God wants to do for his people than his people even know. That is why before any new breakthrough, there is a harder battle to fight. At every new level of breakthrough, there is always a new enemy to fight. And right at the point of breakthrough, there are battles to be fought. The popular agenda of the enemy is to discourage us at that edge of breakthrough, push us back. The ultimate agenda is to get us to surrender during the weeping of the night, so that the joy of the morning will not come. Unto every man destined to be great, there are breakthroughs assigned to their life, and our greatest battles comes right before our greatest breakthrough. Listen and listen to me very carefully, beloved. At the border of your divine inheritance, at the edge of your breakthrough, there lies an array of mad spirits who are fighting and fighting hard. We are here to defeat those spirits. Some will say, I've prayed and prayed. I've claimed my husband. I've fasted and fasted. I've confessed and confessed. I've done deliverance. The battle is always harder before the breakthrough. So if your enemy is fighting you harder than he's fighting before, it's because you are close to a breakthrough. Can you raise up your right hand and shout this louder than anybody around you? I will not break up. I will break through by the power in the blood of Jesus. I will not break up. I will break through by the power in the blood of Jesus. Shout it one more time. Shout it again. So the first greatest tragedy is that many people give up at the edge of that breakthrough. Many get to the border of their inheritance, and that is where they die. That's where they die. It's a serious matter. There is one prayer to pray now. Serious people will pray it with violence. Prayer to pray. A man fell down in the middle of the street in London and died. By the time they will bring him up, they find three different identity cards in his pocket. He walked in three places. One in the morning, one in the afternoon, at night. He must have worked himself to death. They collected the ID card. They tried to track down his family. When they got to his house, those who came to break the news to them, they were hearing the sound of loud music. Members of the family were dancing. The noise was loud. So when this man came inside and they were looking sad, he said, cheer up, cheer up. Rejoice with us. Rejoice with us. Because our father has just been appointed as ambassador to his country. They now said, see the man on this picture. He died about 2 hours ago. Some at the border of that breakthrough. That is where they die. They are buried before they can set their feet onto the land that God has promised them. There is a powerful demon at the edge of breakthrough, called the demon of almost there. Almost there. Can you now pray this prayer with fire and with power? Thou power of almost there, hear the word of the Lord. My life is not your candidate. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree. The power of almost there. Masikateya boshende rabo sapo. Ribo sapende kaya boshente rabo santa. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to double your violence. Say, power! that wants me to die before my glory appears. You are a liar. Die! In the name of Jesus. That wants me to die before my glory appears. Kill the power now. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. Sit down. Acts of Apostles, chapter 26, verse 28. Acts 26, verse 28. Paul preached to this man. Look at what he said. Acts 26, 28. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. He did not become a Christian. He died a miserable death later. Mark chapter 12, verse 34. Mark 12, 34. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, thou art not far from the kingdom of God. But the man never entered. Jesus said he was not far. There is no way that 1 kilogram can weigh 50 kilograms. There is no way a slate can become a whole roof. There is no way a single page can become an entire book. There is no way one tree can make a forest. There is no way one strand of a thread can become a rope. There is no way a cup can become an overhead tank. There is no way a brick can become a wall. There is no way that 1 minute can become 1 hour. There is no way that a drop of water can be likened to a flood. But situations can arise when nearness becomes an unclimbable mountain. There is something called near success witchcraft. The tragedy of almost there. When an inch becomes a mile. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 25. Chapter 1, verse 25. Let me explain this demon to you very well, so you know how to deal with it when we start now. That is why you brought your own anointing oil to anoint yourself. Deuteronomy 1, 25. And they took of the fruit of the land in their hands, and brought it down to us, and brought us word again, and said, it is a good land which the Lord our God does give us. Notwithstanding, you will not go up, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord your God. The Israelites took and tasted the fruit of the land, yet they lost the land. They were so near to that possession, yet they turned away from that possession. From that doorway of the promised land, they now went back into the wilderness. They went into sad and terrible wanderings. This resulted in the death of every man who refused to go forward. What a tragedy that they turned back at the gate. They wandered for 40 years. After they had seen and tasted the fruit of the land, after they had known how rich and abundant the land was, an inch became a mile in their destiny. The Israelites were at the very door. They were outside that promised land, just outside. They needed 2 weeks to get inside. That journey became 40 years. This is a very serious matter. And it can only be processed by the demon of almost there. What a tragedy. People can be near to riches and never get it, and choose poverty. Near to liberty, but the same bondage. And you find so many examples like that. Get to the edge of breakthrough and they never got inside. There are spirits at that edge of breakthrough. And the purpose of today and next time of changers is to deal with them so that thousands and thousands of people can be ushered into their breakthrough. What are these spirits at the edge of breakthrough? Problem expanders. They expand problems. Star hijackers. They hijack stars. Destiny killers. They kill destinies. Money swallowers. They swallow money. Head manipulators. They manipulate people's head. Progress arresters. They arrest people's progress. Poverty activators. They activate poverty in people's lives. Coughing spirits. They want to kill the person before the breakthroughs. Vagabond spirits. This is just moving all about. No aim, no goal, no focus. Spirits of death and hell. Killing the person before their time. Strange money that people touch and removes blessings from their hands. Witchcraft attacks that has put so many people to shame. Satanic arrows that is wreaking havoc in people's lives. Death are spirits that enters into a rich place and turns it poor. Evil marks. The person carries a mark of bad luck on the head. Curses and evil covenants. Evil reporters. These are demons at the edge of breakthroughs. Spiritual marriages. Spirit of delay. All these are demons at the edge of breakthrough. We need to deal with them. But to do that, first thing to do is to surrender your life to Jesus. After that, confess every known sin. And then, you pray the prayers to kill the dragon at the edge of your breakthrough. Right there where you are, close your eyes. But you see, if you are here today, and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, I want to help you. I am here to help you. Rise to your feet where you are and come to the altar at the front or any of the two altars at the back. Say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I need to kill this dragon at the edge of my breakthroughs. Rise up quickly and run to the altar here or any of the two altars at the back. Jesus is waiting for you here. Hurry up, hurry up. We need to go and pray. It's important that you surrender your life to Jesus so that you can be in the center of divine blessing. Find a way to this altar or any of the two altars at the back. Thank you, Jesus.
All the way to Calvary, He went for me. He went for me. He went for me.
All the way to
Those of you at the altar, I congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life. Bow down your heads and say what I'm going to say after. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. Uphold them by your power. Lay your hands upon their lives. Write their names in the book of life. Keep them standing by your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's bow down our head and speak to the Lord like this. Anything that will hinder my breakthrough today, Lord, remove it from my life. Begin to talk to the Lord now. Talk to the Lord now. Talk to the Lord.
I gave my life wholly, my precious blood I shed, that thou mightest ransomed be and quickened from the dead. I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me? Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Thine forever may we be, here and in eternity. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee. Thine forever may we be, here and in eternity. And make it thine, it shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own, it shall be thy royal throne. Thine forever may we be, here and in eternity. Begin, thy years for me be spent. Old fetters all begin, and joy with suffering blend. I gave myself for thee, give all thyself to me. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at thy feet its treasures tall. Take myself and I will be ever only all for thee. Thine forever may we be, here and in eternity.
that day. Rise to your feet, please. Father, I thank you for these children who are celebrating their birthday this month. I pray, oh Lord, that you will arise for their sake in the name of Jesus. The Lord will bless you to a mighty degree. It shall be well with you. And by this time next year, if Jesus tarries and is coming, you'll be a bigger bundle of testimony. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Bring out your prayer letter and remain standing now. Bring out your prayer letter and remain standing. Father, all the prayer letters that are brought to this program, Bakapota, Likaya, Boshenda, answer them by fire in the name of Jesus. Let every point of priority become testimonies in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Bring out the oil you want to use now for this deep deliverance prayers. Father, we bring this oil to you. Let your healing virtue, let your deliverance power, let your divine medication, let the Holy Ghost fire, let the yoke breaking power, let the blood of Jesus flow into this oil in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now pour the oil onto your palm. Put some oil into your palm and stretch that palm with the oil forward here. Put the oil on your palm and stretch it to the front here. Father, let this oil inside the hand carry the deep deliverance power. Let it cause uncommon breakthroughs, uncommon favor, uncommon testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Now use that oil to seriously rub your forehead. The forehead. Begin to rub it with the oil. Yes. That is the place where the enemy normally puts evil marks. Rub it well. That's the fire. It's burning the head already. Aha, aha. Rub that for it. Rub it. Rub it. Something is still going on. Amen. Repeat the process now. Put the oil in your palm again and stretch it to this altar. The oil on your palm again and stretch the palm to this altar. Father, let this oil become a coast of fire that would destroy every dragon at the edge of breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. Now use that oil now to rub your two legs. Rub them vigorously. You may need to sit down to do it well. Do it well. Something is happening to one leg over there. Yes. The serpent in the leg is in trouble. That leg is on fire. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now with that oil again, anoint your own head. Anoint your head. That's right. Anoint your own head. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. After anointing your head, now take this, your pamphlet. There is a prayer at the back of the pamphlet called Power Against Near Success Syndrome. It is important that you pray that those prayers with fire and with power. Don't let anybody's voice be louder than yours as you pray these prayers. Having anointed yourself now, the Bible says it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. Now begin to pray those prayers. Begin to pray the prayers. Amen. Stand on your feet, beloved. There are two songs I want you to sing as a seal to these prayers. Sing each one 7 times. 7 times. And keep quiet. 2 songs to put a seal on the prayers you are praying now. thank you, Jesus.
Turn me to fire, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Turn me to fire.
Oh yes.
Turn me to fire, oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Turn me to fire.
Oh yes.
Turn me to fire, oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Turn me to fire. Turn me to fire, oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Turn me to fire, oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Turn me to fire.
Louder.
Turn me to fire, oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Turn me to fire, oh Lord.
The God that answered by fire.
Let him be my God.
God that answered by fire.
Let him be my God.
God that answered by fire.
Let him be my God.
Continues next palm of St. John's. Bring your oil again. The Lord blesses you from Zion and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. It is well with you. By this time next month, if Jesus tarries in his coming, you will be a bigger bundle of testimonies in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, with a voice higher than anyone around you, can you shout this loud and clear? Every dragon fighting this nation, in the name of Jesus, Masateli Kayabo Shenderaba, kill the dragon fighting the nation. In Jesus' name we pray. Every enemy of peace in Nigeria, your time is up. Die in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace and fellowship.